We'd like to see the title, Exhortation, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 17. Before starting the Word of God, we want to see three questions. In verse 6, what withholdeth? What does it mean? Question 2. In verse 10, they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. What does it mean? The last question in verse 13, God hath from the beginning chosen you. What does it mean? First of all, we want to see the backgrounds of this chapter in the book of Acts chapter 16 and 17. Thessalonians, particularly in chapter 17 verse 5, faced the pressure from persecution over Judaism, false teachers, worldliness, or apathy to waver from the truth and to leave the faith. They were upset and disturbed. They thought that they were in the great tribulation period. Disciple Paul corrected the authority and exhorted them to stand fast and hold on to the truths they had been taught, both through his letters and face-to-face. Misunderstanding, we can see there are 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Thessalonians believed that they were in the great tribulation. Disciples said, no, the great tribulation didn't come yet. Before great tribulation, the rapture should occur first. Number two, the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, they thought the rapture is coming soon. So they tried to be lazy, not to work, or disorder life. So that's why disciples saw the rapture doesn't come yet, but almost, you know, close to us, you know, but you should do your work in order. Also, chapter 3, verses 6 and 11, disciple Paul, you know, corrected the Thessalonians' thoughts or misunderstanding. Verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth. Right here, talking about what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. What withhold is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's power in the church. The Holy Spirit is working in the church. Because of the Holy Spirit works in the church, that's why the Antichrist cannot come into earth. So until what withholds, the Holy Spirit is moved from the earth. So one example, the book of Genesis chapter 18 verse 19, Abraham appeared there bargaining with God. So verses 18:32. Then Abram said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak about once more. Suppose 10 righteous men should be found there, and God said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So because of a little the righteous man is there, so God wouldn't destroy the earth, you know. Likewise, right now, in the last day of church history, church age, like Philadelphia church, although Philadelphia church is small, but a little strength, because of that strength, because Philadelphia churches, Christians kept God's word, you know, faithfully. Because of that, the Antichrist cannot come in. Because of that, the power of the Holy Spirit is still working today. So here, so we see that. So verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So we have the mystery of unlawlessness, over iniquity. Why people love the ungodliness, why people are attracted to evil, injury, why people would choose the path of death rather than the path of eternal life. Some kind of mystery we cannot understand quietly. So mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now lattice, King James Version, lattice, then meaning now hinders, will let until he be taken out of the way. So the Holy Spirit within church is the hindering force that is holding back the revelation of the Antichrist. So he will, the Holy Spirit hold back until Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, which means until the church is removed or the church is raptured with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see in the Old Testament two examples. One is Enoch, the other one is Noah. So Enoch is a type of the church because Enoch was caught up, with the Lord. He worked with God, and he was not because God took him. So that is the Old Testament is a foreshadow of the New Testament. So Enoch is a type of the church in raptured, like the God, will take the church. Church meaning not facility. Church meaning the group of the all believers, to God. So how about Noah? Noah, a type of Israel, so going through the great tribulation. Because God, shielded the Israelites, 144,000 Israelites, sealed, during the great tribulation. So that kind of talks about that. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, right here, wicked, which meaning the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So at the end of the great tribulation, Jesus Christ is coming, will come on the earth. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, Jesus will destroy the Antichrist. So basically that one talking about that. It speaks of his being destroyed by the coming again of Jesus, who rise on white horse, and by his word, the word of God is sharp to edge the sword. So Jesus will destroy the within the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, even him, right here, him meaning the Antichrist, whose coming is after the working of Satan, will all power and signs and lying wonders. So the Satan or Antichrist has the humongous power or signs, lying, wonders, that's why those power deceived the people. The people would get certain numbers, forehead, hand to to trade for economy, like that. That kind of thing. Things are revealed in the book of Revelation. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Right here, last part is a little kind of hard understanding part. So first of all disciples of unrighteousness in them, in the follows the Antichrist shall perish. So that's a tragic. So people who reject the truth of God, people who do not have a love for the truth, they will be deceived and they will perish. But last part, second part, they received not the love of truth, King James Version said, that they might be saved rather than they might not be saved. So according to King James Version, like New International Version, New International Version said, they perish because they refused to love the truth and so refused to be saved. So New International Version means if you have heard of Jesus Christ, or you have the opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, but reject it, there will be no opportunity for you to be saved after the church is raptured or during the Great Tribulation. But we see King James Version, so we might have opportunity to be saved during the Great Tribulation. Chapter 7, verse 14 said, "These are they which came out of the Great Tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The Apostle John the Apostle, sees in heaven a great multitude of people who have been slain for the word of their testimony martyred. So those people came up from the Great Tribulation and washed their robes white. Also Revelation chapter 20 verse 4, first part is said, "I saw the thrones and they did eat up them, and judgment was given them." So the judgment, the power was given to them, meaning the raptured believers, the church, raptured church. But second part said, "And I saw the souls of them were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped at beast, neither his image, nor received his mark upon their foreheads or in their right hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The second group or second part is basically talks about the martyred believers during the Great Tribulation, because they got put to death. So because of their refusal to worship Antichrist, also they refused to take a mark for their foreheads and their right hands. So they refused to enter into their economic system of receiving a mark and buying and selling by the mark. So those are people. So we can see in the second part, so some people got opportunity to listen to gospel, but he rejected the gospel, then he might have an opportunity during the Great Tribulation only if he is martyred for his refusal to worship the Antichrist, also refused to receive any mark, something like that. Verse 11, "And for this cause That is because they didn't have the love of the truth. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So because they do not have the love of truth, that's why they got the delusion. That they all might be damned who believed not to truth, but to truth meaning simply the word of God in the Bible, but had a pleasure in unrighteousness. They love unrighteousness more than the God's word. So the cheating or pornography, adultery, murder, you know, so, and so on, gambling, like that. Paul said, verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God chose us. Because God has from the beginning chosen you. So right here is God is like, this is a past tense, right? God, you know, has chosen us. Because right now we are Christians, which meaning God chose us from the beginning, which meaning before I was formed in my mom's womb. So John chapter 15 verse 16 said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. On the other hand, we often say we choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. This is right too, because Revelation chapter 22 verse 17, whoever desires, let him take the word of life freely. This one is we exercise free will to choose to take the word of life. So word of life, the mean word is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. You know, life is we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have everlasting life. So that is the belief, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the word of God. So the word of God, you exercise a free will to choose to follow Jesus Christ. That's right. Because right here, two, you know, God's characteristics works together. One is predestination, the other one is the foreknowledge. So God chose on the basis of his foreknowledge. So because of that, so it is hard, you know, for us to understand at the creature's omnipresent knowledge, because God already knew that, you know, who will save or who would not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, who would accept, already know that in the past tense. So because of that, God, you know, protesting the savers. That's why the savers said, you know, give thanks, you know, to the Lord. So God said, you know, God, you know, chose us after we were born. So always we should understand, you know, both angles. So predestination, foreknowledge together. So, but the Bible doesn't say God protesting the some people not to be saved. So the in the Bible doesn't say so at all. So this is a chosen always, you know, past tense or present perfect tense. So the believer, you know, before believers were born, God already chose the believers, based upon God's foreknowledge. God has chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Paul taught that salvation begins and ends with God. Sanctification also begins and ends with God. So the salvation, sanctification, use together, you know, the general speaking, salvation is present, perfect tense, you know, salvation more favorable, but salvation covers the progressive salvation or ultimate salvation, and like that, sanctification usually more often use sanctification, the progressive sanctification. But sanctification also we can apply positional sanctification, progressive, ultimate sanctification. We could find out in the Bible. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he foreknew, right here, foreknowledge, he also predestined, also predestined. Always God's predestination is works together, God's foreknowledge, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So our life is being sanctified to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of the our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the future in tenses. So in the future, when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ by rapture or by physical death before rapture, so at that moment we will be glorified like our Lord Jesus Christ. So glorification, talking about that, verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast or stand firmly and hold the traditions which you have been taught. So that time is the Bible verses not like today, you know, there is a printed book or, you know, something like they got hand wrote, you know, the letter, then pass out, you know, to somebody. That is called in writing tradition. So certain word, you know, passed out to somebody. So oral word passed out to somebody. So apostle taught to some murder, that word passed out to somebody. You know, traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle, right? By word meaning face to face or oral read or our epistle. Epistle meaning letter, written word, but most of them hand reading. So those things hold fast to these taught things. So which meaning hold fast to those words of God. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation or comfort and good hope through grace. So basically, decide Paul then encouraging Thessalonians Christians who were being persecuted, especially from Judaism. So in the book of Acts, comfort your hearts and stabilize you in every good work and good word and work. So nevertheless, even if a lot of persecution, you still to keep, you know, good word and good work. So there is a glorious kind of benediction or encouragement, exhortation. So so disciple, you know, the exhorted the Thessalonians to keep their faith. So let's see each question. In verse 6, what withhold is, what does it mean? Withhold is the Holy Spirit. So until the church is removed from the earth, the Holy Spirit is working. So one example, in the last day, Philadelphia church, although very little, but a little strength, because they keep the word of God, because the work of the Holy Spirit in the Philadelphia church, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, you know, to hinder the Antichrist revelation on the earth. In verse 10, they received not the love of truth, which meaning they did not receive Jesus Christ. They didn't accept Jesus Christ. That's why they don't have the love of the truth, because unless you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot have agape love and over truth. So that they might be saved. This is a King James Version. That they might be saved. Might is a little chance. Might be saved. Meaning, but in the Great Tribulation, they might be saved on the condition that they are martyred for their faith. They refused to worship the Antichrist. Also, they refuse to get the mark. So, that kind of thing, you know. But NIV interpretation, that's different. If you do not accept it today, today meaning before the rapture of the church, you wouldn't have an opportunity to be saved by accepting in the Great Tribulation. Verse 13, God has from the beginning chosen you. What does it mean? That is God's predestination talks about chosen you, but the predestination works together with the foreknowledge. So that's the basis of the Romans chapter. We'll talk about the Romans chapter. What verse? That one is right here. Yeah, Romans chapter is the first is chapter 8 verse 29. God foreknew, he also meaning together work, also predestined to be conformed. So we see that. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.